Hello and welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman from the Intercontinental Hotel in Cleveland as the Jaguars have just arrived. You know, it's hard to believe here we are on the verge of December the 1st. First road trip in the Eastern time zone this season.
Pretty amazing that was on the bus and our boss Dan Edwards was saying, hey, the bus leaves tomorrow at 9 a.m. When's the last time we had that?
I can't even remember what an East Coast trip feels like, but I tell you this, it feels like winter up here in Cleveland.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, we were flying in, coming across the mountains of southwestern Virginia. Once we got past that, it was pretty much snow on the ground everywhere. And then once you come into Ohio, there was snow pretty much covering everything. And then the closer to the lake you get, the less snow there is because the lake, you know, kind of keeps things warm along the edge here. But, you know, it's a typical November, December weekend in Ohio, and it's going to be good for football.
You know, and we're catching a bit of a break with the weather. The last couple of weeks have been very windy, very cold up here. They're talking about a high in the upper 30s tomorrow. Chance of some precipitation, could be snow depending on what time it happens. But the weather overall is not as big a factor as it could have been.
No, it's not. And the good thing is that I would, for me personally, I'd rather have snow than rain because rain gets you very wet, and then when you get wet and it's cold, it's not good. Fortunately for the players, the good thing I was going to get to, this stadium is so much different than the old mistake by the lake. You remember that field. This playing surface is way better than what it used to be. It's not perfect, but it should be good footing for the players here.
The Jaguars have some momentum on their side all of a sudden. Last week they got Case Keenum. This week, Brandon Weeden. You know, if your quarterbacks are what you're looking for, the Jags are doing okay right now.
The Cleveland Browns have been on an absolute merry-go-round at quarterback. They started the year out with Brandon Weeden. Then they go to Brian Hoyer. And then Brian Hoyer gets hurt, and they go back to Brandon Weeden. And they end up benching him for Jason Campbell. Well, last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers, William Gay ends up KOing. Campbell actually hit him right across the jaw, and he couldn't even finish the game, so he's out. So they're going to go back to Brandon Weeden. It's going to be interesting to see how the fans greet Brandon Weeden because the last time he was on the field, he was booed.
Jaguars defense did a nice job on Andre Johnson last week. Two catches, 36 yards for Johnson. They get a much younger Josh Gordon, who is running a whole lot faster.
Josh Gordon has only played in 9 games, yet he's 12 yards away from 1,000 yards receiving. I mean, he is the second-best receiver. If you look at the numbers, second to Calvin Johnson, Megatron. He's a dynamic player. When the quarterbacks throw to him, he catches the ball. He's big, he's rangy, he's fast, he can do it all. The Jaguars have to play plenty of attention to him, but not too much because they got some other good receivers as well.
Okay, finally, you know, this defense of Cleveland has been highly ranked at times this year, and they've got some talented players. Guys, I know you think a lot of Phil Taylor, Attire Reuben, Barcavius Mingo. Can the Jaguars get something going with their offense against this defense and the weather?
It's going to be a challenge because this defense is pretty good, but I think the one thing that they lack is big play ability. They haven't had a lot of that. So you got to contain Barcavius Mingo because he's their first-round pick. He's the guy that's got big playability. There's some personnel groupings they can keep Phil Taylor off the field. At least they've been keeping him off the field versus certain personnel groupings. But I think the ranking that the Browns have on defense is much more inflated than what the production is.
So final thought, I guess, would be that for the Jaguars to win and keep going as they have been, it's going to take what they've done, not turning the ball over and taking the ball away.
Well, and that's one area that the Cleveland Browns have been poor in. They've got 8 turnovers as an offense in the last 2 games. If they can force a young quarterback, much like they did last week, to make a few mistakes, they're going to win.
You're going to miss this segment. 3 straight weeks at home. We won't do this until the final in Indianapolis, December 29th. Yeah, so Merry Christmas from On the Road to the Jaguars, right?
Well, and the next time we'll do this, we'll be hurrying up so we can go to St. Elmo's.
All right, we're looking forward to that, folks. Thanks for joining us on the road here at Jaguars.com.